Oh, no, you're good.
We're live for the Taney County Commission preliminary study meeting. This is that time when between 8:30 and 9 o'clock we accept any public comment and or discuss any item that may come up during the day for clarification.
Mr. Housley?
Yes, sir. If we could have you come and sit right there, Mr. Cotty, they could hear you. Thank you, sir.
This is Frank Cotty speaking. As the attorney for Taney County, I just wanted to report that I'm gathering some additional information and will be prepared to visit with you all during closed session later this morning about a real estate acquisition matter. But that until then, I don't have sufficient information to discuss it further.
Regarding title insurance, is there a way, if in fact we were to, during closed session, proceed or prior to that, whenever we're scheduled to do that on that piece of property, is there a way to do that? Is it contingent upon or no? Once we sign, that's... Let me ask this. A quick claim deed merely is a conveyance where one party gives up all rights to a particular piece of property. Is that right?
That's correct.
So is there a problem with us doing that today, do you think, and then pursuing title insurance? Or
I want to reserve an opinion on that. I'm still gathering some information.
All right, sir. Then we'll do that one. Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Sure, go ahead.
So just for those who may be listening, I know we just went online, but this property is not about anything except the Mount Branson barn that we've been trying to acquire from MoDOT.
That's correct.
Yeah, I didn't want to imply that we're buying another piece of property. This is the same property we've been talking about for many, many months, working on getting a clean title and all that. And the question of title insurance has come up and we're supposed to close on it this week, and so that's... For those listening who may not understand, it's not about another piece of property. It's about this property, making sure that all of our paperwork's in order.
Correct.
Okay. Perfect.
Could you bring down those minutes that you had earmarked?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
With that information, commissioners, payment request. We can approve it and hold it. The payment for the last amount of money for the barn.
Approve it and hold it.
Okay, that's right. Okay.
Let's just make sure that the treasurer knows we're asking to hold it.
Well, there's a note on it. It goes upstairs. Or is
hold. So, Rick, do you have this funeral today?
Yes.
It is.
That's what I was going to talk to you about. I know I've
sent
this to you already,
so we'll
get it.
Sorry.
Oh,
the auditing? Yeah. And this was scheduled for this morning, right?
Right.
Okay. We're posted for preliminary, so we can chat about it now prior to your meeting.
We're using the same before, so we can change dates.
I'm left out of something here once again. So they laugh across my shoulders. All right.
Dean and I are just happy to be commissioners today.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh, it is a new world.
It's a wonderful world.
You guys want to look through this while Rick is still here so that when his time does come up, we can go ahead and take this up?
Today today you're just specifically asking to go out for services with this form.
I've actually got everything there that you need to do. We just need to put this probably the first page in the paper and then have the rest of it go online. And, I've had several people look at it. We do need to put a number on that first page, whatever number you get for use.
The bid number?
Yeah.
We'll have Nikki. She knows the format, the forming of it, so I think that'll be fine. I've seen it. I think you emailed it to me, so it looked.
All right. just want to make sure you all have sense of it.
Great.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You went through this, right, Danny?
Yeah.
Everything looked fine.
Yeah.
Looked like you could find a man better. Yeah, we have transfers. Yeah, we have some transfers. We're going to be, there's quite a few transfers in here, actually. All right, so that's that. Gentlemen, go ahead. Oh, right now? I was going to say, at 9:05, I had that meeting that I met with the individual at 9:05, it's the airport manager's agreement, and there's more information that needs to be gathered, so I won't be ready to discuss that, because I was given the action item to talk of the history of why there is one, and so... I'm getting more information, so we won't be able to. There's no reason to vote on it today.
Is it time restricted?
No, we're good.
Well, okay, and today was merely a discussion about that, because right now it's going to lapse at the end of this month, if I understand, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And if we don't vote to extend it, it doesn't exist. So it's going to be important to have the conversation. It won't exist for a short time unless we renew it. Let me restate
Well, I mean,
that.
He's still an employee. He just doesn't.
Yes.
Right.
Yes. And with everything identical, with the exception
right.
of.
So there's. Yeah. Sure.
Okay.
You want to have you do have a discussion? Because I didn't know
no,
where.
No, whatever you want to do today, that was your.
We only allowed 5 minutes for a simple discussion and basically a vote, because we've always voted on it in the past. But I asked some specific questions like why.
Do you want to go into executive on that?
We have session. We can talk about that at 10:50.
Okay,
yeah.
That's what I'd rather do too.
So we'll just bypass that whole discussion with that, because I'm not ready for the agreement.
Okay, let's go into executive.
Yeah, so that one, just let you know that will be
that's what I was looking for. I have marked those, and Dan has gone through, so if you go through them as well.
Okay.
How did we get to, one question, gentlemen, how did we get back to June 13th with these drafts? Do you know?
I think we just felt, I don't think we just never
just
approved
didn't
them.
Get one of them
right.
In or something.
That's yours.
Thank you.
That was my only question about that.
I think that was the one I left for you.
Oh, I think I've been seeing them live as they come across.
Have you been reading?
Oh, yeah. That's great. Great reading. I think, Dan, just we hadn't just got to that one yet.
Okay.
13.
Let me look at those, Ron. I've seen them upstairs. Is that the...
Oh, they start below, but...
Oh, I read all those, yeah.
My last go through was this morning.
Oh.
I'm sorry?
Partners in Progress.
What?
Hollister.
What is that?
Yeah.
That's a regional meeting. Every city and then MoDOT joins us, and we have it once a month to talk about road improvements going on in the region. So MoDOT presents, maybe they'll have, like right now, the bridge over Taneycomo. That bridge project manager will give an update on the bridge, but MoDOT will also be there to talk about any other projects they're working on in the region. Hollister, Branson, Taney County usually speak. And then any concerns, but it's all road related. It was formed originally when they started talking about widening 65 years and years ago, and then when they did the interchange. So that's they've just kept that as a way for the public to find out what's going on with roads specifically. And it's once a month over in Hollister City Hall.
Okay.
Rick Ziegenfuss kind of orchestrates that whole meeting.
Yeah.
But it's a big roundtable discussion, usually pretty good turnout. Probably 20 to 40 people show up.
Mm-hmm.
It's if you want to know what's going on with roads and going on in the future, that's exactly the road. And there will be engineers there to talk about any specific roads. It's a real casual environment to ask specific questions. But anyway, that's once a month.
Thanks.
You bet.
Well, I don't know for sure. I told him, obviously, I was not aware of it, but he felt, obviously, it was the sewer, or it was created because of when they put the sewer in, something he said shifted and created a problem. But I don't know if it is.
That would be a good thing to talk with. We can have a discussion on it later, but it would be a good thing to talk with Randy about. He's up to date on it. Jim's up to date on it also.
It's on Darla Road over... The state called me regarding culvert across from Tri Lakes.
Yes, the state called you?
Yes, Mr. Jewsbury.
It's interesting the state caused it.
Yeah.
We didn't have that problem until they worked on the shoulder of that road, 248.
And he intimates that the problem, I may have misunderstood, it was created when the
sewer part.
Sewer. Was doing work.
Problem is, they were doing it at the same time.
We've had,
but they've done
long
some,
and lengthy discussions about
they've
that.
They've done riprap, haven't they?
He
down there.
That, he said that Frank had agreed to do a duo deal and to fix the problem together, but Frank's not here.
I don't think Frank had that authority.
Mm.
merely passing on the conversation.
We probably need to talk about that, don't we?
Great.
Sometime.
Thursday's fine. We can 15-minute discussion.
Or not, get to, I'm just.
We can put on agenda for Thursday just to have a 15-minute get you up to speed kind of discussion.
How many times have we talked about that, Jim? Probably half a dozen.
At least in the last 2 years. In
probably
the 2 years.
Need for me to have it then, if you gentlemen are in agreement.
Well, we know one thing. I know one thing. GCR doesn't. GCR had nothing to do with this. It comes down to the state versus the sewer department. Who caused that problem? The problem was they both worked at the same time, and there's water runoff.
Is this a huge fix, a very expensive fix?
Well, the water, to do it right, yeah, because the water that takes, I think, two 90-degree turns.
I think the liability after it's fixed is what the problem is.
Yeah. Once we start. Now, I know the sewer department has worked on it. You know, what Ron could do is talk to the sewer department and let them know that they're still having issues, because I believe they poured some concrete culverts and stuff to try to direct the water. Maybe Mr. Succi doesn't know it's not resolved.
I'll be delighted to have that conversation. Yeah. I don't know if it's even where the road is, but I'll chat with him.
I've been watching. I mean, I've driven by there actually recently just to see how it was doing. And I mean, when you're below the water, below the road level like that. Did you see we have another presidential candidate in the Republican Party announced? That's number 9 or 10, I can think.
This morning?
I guess late last night, yeah. So just if you're keeping track.
Michelle?
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was to be official this morning.
It may be. It may be official.
What time was the airport
announcement?
Yeah.
I was trying to get that specific information myself. Jeff didn't call me back to know. I want to say he normally does announcements at 10 o'clock.
Daryl, good morning.
Morning, sir.
Could you come up? Let us chat. We're currently on the air, but we're in preliminary meeting mode. I know that there were some issues regarding the project. There's some questions that came up from collector, assessor, clerk. Let me ask you this question. Are you anxious for this to be approved as of a certain date? Is it time sensitive?
Well, it is the closing of the property. That's really the end. So the sellers are more motivated than anyone. I mean, it's not a deal breaker one way or the other. If you all need more time, it's not a problem.
What I would like to ask you during the meeting, and again, we are having a preliminary meeting so we can discuss this. What I'd like to chat about formally is the concerns that they have. Could you prepare for us a one-pager that answers their concerns? Mm-hmm. In other words, if Jim wishes to purchase within the fines, they're going to be presented with such and such. Mm-hmm. And specifically, that would mean chatting with the collector, chatting with the assessor. Mm-hmm. The reason I asked about time-sensitive questions were if there was anything that were tied to or program changes that needed to be made. The officers have indicated they would prefer to see that fall during 2012 rather than 2011.
It would.
Pardon?
It would, no matter. This year, you know, you have to set the levy. First off, you have to have the election, which requires a 10-week period before you could even have the election. Once we were approved, we have to file a resolution with the county clerk, just like any other political subdivision. And there's a 10-week period before the election could be held. So there's no way the property tax could be imposed this year, even if it happened.
When do we pursue that? So the election is a process that has to be handled through the county clerk's office the same as any other election?
Same as any other.
People file for the office, or the position, rather?
Well, no, this is for the tax itself. The way we have a petition is the appointment of the board members would be you approved by...
That's okay. That's all right. I was following you wrong. Right. So for the tax itself, and then obviously once you've had that election, then the tax levy can be established.
Right.
And then it would go through a process.
The property tax, which is the only one with that clerk, you couldn't do it because you had to set your levy by, you know, September 1 of each year, 2012, before it could even begin to be implemented.
And the sales tax is going to have no ramifications whatsoever because that's not handled locally.
Yeah, Department of Revenue would.
Okay.
It would be a zero impact.
Okay.
The only immediate impact would be the assessor on the assessor's maps. We just have to denote the district and create a political subdivision boundary. That's it.
And one last question for me. The gentleman may have some, but again, we could ask him at that time.
Sure.
Expenses that we incur as a county, the developer is willing to pick up.
Correct. Required by state law.
Okay.
And I'm responsible for developers. I'll see to it that they, if I get it covered. So. Or if they won't give me an estimate, we can get them a check ahead of time. Okay. But particularly like the notice of the elections we have to pay for. And then work with for the CID and then notice for election, the county clerk, we have to pay them. But if the assessor has some special costs for the map, mapping, we can do that.
I'm just curious. Missouri law provides you have to have the election and go through the horrific costs of an election, even if there's only one property owner. Yeah. Let's say there might not be any voters, but maybe one.
Right. So legislators aren't very smart.
Just thinking.
Jim's on a roll today.
What?
Jim's on a roll today.
That's not the only law that's bad. There's lots of them.
See, the cheat under a TD, they have a provision if there's a unanimous petition with the court, then the judge can order the election done and order the tax imposed. To me, it'd be the same, the commission or the city council could do the same thing, but we obviously know what the outcome is going to be. That's what you have to do. Kind of silly. Illinois has a CID for the city council to approve it and impose the tax if there's a unanimous petition.
Something that we don't do here, but I really wish we would, because of the fact that that's the petition, that I noted in another county a couple of weeks ago, was they have a second reading. The first reading is merely to notify the public. The second reading is where they take the vote. I really wish for issues such as this that we will, and I know that the commission is going to look at that, but it's so much better for the public.
I agree. I don't think any in cities, a lot of cities have that requirement with their own enforcement. It requires two readings for an ordinance. Well, a lot of cities would do first and second reading in one meeting, but many of them have converted to where you cannot do that, unless it's an emergency, which has to be declared for whatever reason. I totally agree. It gives the public a chance to say, okay, it's first reading, and then come back and do it again.
If the fact that the commission were to move forward with this today, specifically what we need is just a motion to approve?
Mm-hmm.
And then is there a formal ordinance that this county commission is going to need to?
Yes, the clerk has all that drafted one. And I would welcome you do it in two readings as a practice if you want.
But we haven't moved to that point yet to do that, but we could. Begin, I guess.
Yeah. same case.
Do you have a copy of that ordinance with you, or
no,
not?
No, I don't. I went off without mine. I think she, I know she had it, and the attorney had it, and they reviewed it. So.
Why don't you,
did that.
If you get a copy of that, we'll do this time.
Okay.
Thank you, Daryl. Morning, I'm sure. Did you look?
That's the order. You got me.
You can have her come up to them. You need to be out every once in a while.
Yeah.
On these submissions like this, and
yes, sir.
Different offices, they have to be in the minutes.
They just have to be submitted. They just have another record, a matter of record that they were submitted, right?
Right, but we've approved them. That's right. All that's necessary. Then they house them. I know the point is, well, I could find them in the very minutes, but it makes the minutes awfully long. Not needed. Well, I was delighted with that information from Castle Rock.
Good. It's not a single source, and it's not on the state contract?
No.
That was the question.
It was bid out in 07.
So put out for bid again.
So, and I touched base with Garnet, who is a purchasing person, but I'll talk to him more about this.
Okay.
Sure.
Nick had come to me, she asked if it could be single source, or could it be single source or state contract, and that's why she checked both of those. And so obviously it's not single source and it's not state contract, so we have to go for bid.
I wonder if it's also something that could be purchased through U.S. community.
She'd like to check that.
No.
No. The same.
Okay.
We did check U.S. community. Just FYI.
I would like to call to order this meeting of the Taney County Commission this Monday, June 27, 2011. And I would like to call on Helen Soutie to offer a prayer.
Our dear Heavenly Father, today we are so thankful for your goodness and your mercy and your love to us. We thank you, God, for your guidance and your direction, Lord. Let our minds and thoughts be along with your will. Father, we pray for those that are in need of healing today. We pray for those that have lost loved ones and going through that rough time. We just pray for strength and guidance once again. And again, Lord, we just thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, that died on the cross for our salvation, that we might have hope in you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Commissioner Strahan, will you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Gentlemen, we have four sets of unapproved minutes in front of us. June 13th, 16th, 20th, and 22nd. I know that each of us has been through them.
Mm-hmm. Motion to approve minutes June 13th, 16th, 20th, and 22nd with changes or with changes.
And correction.
And corrections.
I'll second that motion.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve prior commission minutes dated June 13th, 16th, 20th, and 22nd with corrections and changes. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. All opposed nay. Motion carries unanimously. Account
those, please. Thank you, sir.
Accounts payable.
Motion for approval accounts payable. And transfers.
checks 324987 to 325034, 325035 to 325046, and warrants 5434, 5435.
And you said transfers as well, right?
I'll second that motion.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve checks 324987 to 325034 and 325035 to 325046. Warrants 5434, 5435, and transfers. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. All opposed nay. Motion carries unanimously.
Next thing on the agenda, sir, is what I posted, which is the airport manager's agreement. I'd like to postpone that. I'll reschedule that. We may have some discussion in executive, but at this point, I'm not prepared, and we have some more answers based off the last executive to get some answers. So I think it'd be best if we just may repost that for maybe Thursday, but I will get the answers, then get with Nikki to post.
All right, so you're just postponing for right now?
Yeah, I'm just not going to.
To repost?
Yep.
Next item is the outside audit service bid proposal. Rick?
We, excuse me, gentlemen, we normally bid for our outside services, and it is time to do that. Knowing that you guys were shorthanded in your purchasing department, I decided I would pass this along to you. I've sent you a copy of the bid proposal and also the notice for request for proposal. I think the only thing we need to do is put a number in that, and then we can go ahead and go forward with this.
Rick, we saw that. Nikki, from a bid number, when we put bid numbers in there, through this transition period, we don't have obviously a purchasing person. Can you get with Rick or give him a numbering scheme item that would be able to, so he could finalize his documentation to get that sent out? So he just needs the number.
Yeah. I think, in fact, I'm email it to you, so if you could just stick that in there, stick the number you want in there, and email it back to me, and then I will either send it to the paper or ask you to one or the other, and we will be well on our way then.
Rick, do you feel that we need to formally approve by vote this move forward, or just...
I just wanted you guys to be aware. I think if you had a purchasing agent right now, it would have been taken care of without. But it does, you know, when you do the bid proposal, it does say done by the order of the Taney County Commission. So you would be asked to sign it before it went in there.
Thank you, sir. And we are sorry for your family's loss, Rick.
So we are in agreement, but we're not going to need to vote.
Okay. Correct.
All right. I know we have a few minutes of idle time. Has anybody looked through the HPRP?
Yes, I have.
Wasn't any. Jim, you know, and what I look for is
the negative numbers,
the negative line items. And there wasn't any.
This has been done.
That's good too.
That's the bid, outside audit bid proposal.
I'm sorry, I just wrote on the wrong one.
No, I did.
That's good.
We're moving ahead quickly, but I believe that we need to wait until that 9:15 posted time, because there may be public questions or input from other elected officials at 9:15. So
that would give us time to review this petition, Ron. We've looked over it before, but this is rather lengthy.
Right. Actually, what we were just handed was the ordinance that goes along with the petition. And both, if I'm not mistaken, the county clerk and council have reviewed
Darrell, could I see you just a minute?
Let's stand in recess for 5 minutes till 9:15.